This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
It's another week of the Almost Famous Podcast. And Ashley, this honestly may be one of my favorite episodes every year.
Well, I mean, this is the episode where we kind of give our first impressions on the group of guys on this coming season. And it's unfortunate that these were released on Tuesday, just hours after we recorded, you know, our podcast on Monday afternoon. And it was like, darn it. But here we are. We've had a little bit to digest. I've looked at the pictures multiple times. And the guys who do stand out to me, I'll say something about. But Ben and I, we've talked a little bit before this podcast started to record, and we just want to say, like, if we don't have something to say about the guy based on this, on the picture, I'm not gonna make up something to say about him. So I might be like, I got nothing. And don't feel offended, guys, who I have nothing for. It just means that I don't want to judge you just on a picture.
Hey, before we get to the men of this season, we do have hot topics in Bachelor Nation we're gonna talk about. Ashley, let's roll through these now. First topic to discuss, Bachelor Matt James reacts to Claire Crawley's new Bachelorette cast, which, again, we'll be talking about in just a few minutes.
Oh, my God. This is so funny. Like, what they can take and make an article about it. It is one little comment under Lauren Zima's picture. So Lauren Zima announced, you know, that Claire's, the photos have been released. And then Matt James, all he says is, I'm tuned in, popcorn emoji. She's going to be great. And then we get this very clickbaity headline that says, Bachelor Matt James reacts to Claire Crawley's new cast.
That's story worthy. Story worthy right there. Hey, Matt. Hey, shocker. Matt James will be watching a season of The Bachelorette. Hey, well, next story is a little more shocking, but not necessarily surprising. Kelly Flanagan, who is Peter Weber's girlfriend, says fellow Bachelor stars Victoria Fuller and Chris Soules are, and I quote, this is from People Magazine, madly in love.
Well, if you read the article and read the quote, it says that Victoria seems to be madly in love. It doesn't say anything about Chris, but we'll go ahead and say it seems like the two of them are in love after starting a relationship in April. And the other revealing thing in this article is that Kelly believes that the two were kind of connected through Kelsey Weir, because she's also from Iowa, and I know that she had met Chris a time or two before or during her season.
I mean, hey, we've talked about this story. We have very little insight on it. They've kept this very secretive, but we're happy for them. We've tried to get them on the podcast. I mean, I would love to be able to talk to Chris and Victoria about it, but it seems like things are still going well. Maybe the biggest update there is, yes, they are still together. Yeah. Well, speaking of Kelly Flanagan, Bachelor Peter Weber and Kelly Flanagan reveal they're in love, moving in together soon. This according to ET Online.
Well, they did an interview with Lauren Zima this week, and one, they're in love, and he told her he was in love with her with a gumball machine ring. You know, those little gumball machine rings. So, like, basically, you, like, turn the thing, and then, like, a little plastic thing comes out. Okay, so they were sitting poolside recently, you know, within the past couple months. And he was like, I know this isn't a Neil Lane ring. It's a gumball machine ring, but I just hope it shows, like, my love for you. So that was how they did the I love yous. And then moving in together soon, that is going to happen in New York City in either late August or early September. Kelly said that quarantining and working from home during all of this has made her realize that she can do a lot of her work. I think that will still be Chicago based because I think she works for her dad's law firm, anywhere. And of course, Peter can basically live anywhere he wants since he travels for a living.
Big news for them. I mean, this is going well. It doesn't feel that long ago, because it really wasn't, that this was like, are they dating? Are they not? And then all of a sudden he showed up in Chicago, and then they quarantined together, and then they did the TikTok stuff together, and then we interviewed them together. And now They're in love. This feels like... Okay, Ashley, I want to pause this here and get your opinion.
Okay.
And I want to get everybody else's opinions also. If you're listening, please write us in at the Almost Famous Podcast. You can email us at BenandAshleyI@iHeartMedia.com or just tweet us and hashtag Almost Famous Podcast. Would we consider this, do you, I guess, consider this a Bachelor success story similar to the Ari Lauren story if they get married?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a Bachelor success story. Mm-hmm. In also the kind of way that Jared and I, not to make this narcissistic, kind of are. You know what I mean? It's just like, it doesn't mean that we weren't with other people since the time we met. It means that we ended up together in the end.
Is there comparisons, though, between Ari and Lauren? I mean, right away he went to Lauren, who was obviously the runner-up in the season. We saw that play out the way it did. We didn't get to see that with Peter. This all happened after the filming of the show. But I feel like there's a lot of similarities between maybe all three of your stories and many other stories in Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think it's absolutely very similar to Lauren and Ari.
Yeah. Well, we haven't heard this name in a while. We had him in an in-depth episode just a few months ago, and it was one that was really special.
I'm sorry to go back, but now that I think about it, it is a little bit different from Lauren and Ari, because when Ari picked Becca, I feel like he was like, I'm doing this because I'm going with my head and not my heart. And with Peter, I actually think that he like almost overlooked Kelly for a while, but that was because she just wasn't suited well for reality TV.
Huh.
What do you think? Like, I think like her real personality and their real chemistry couldn't come out on the show, but I do think it did. It did when they met each other prior to the show at that wedding in California.
Yeah, from a 30,000 foot view, they look very similar. When you get down to the details,
yeah,
there's definitely their differences. And one of the biggest differences is just what needed to happen in order for Peter and Kelly to come together. But they are together. And as I was just getting ready to say, we haven't heard this name in a while. Blake Hortzman, who was on an in-depth episode just a few months ago as well, has talked to Us a Magazine and admitted that he is dating someone new. He, and I quote, says, "We are going slow."
Yeah, he said this on Taylor Nolan's podcast this week. And he said that every time he gets into a relationship, he's like, okay, I'm ready, let's go. Boom. And it's serious. And he's like in love super, super fast. And he says, and they never work out. So he's hoping that having a different approach will mean possibly a different ending or not an ending. And he also said she doesn't live in Colorado and they've been doing a lot of Zooming.
Hey. That virtual stuff, I do long distance. It ain't all bad. I mean, we're super happy for Blake. It is great to hear that he is trying. It sounds like here's what I take away from this story. Knowing Blake as a friend, knowing Blake personally, it's obvious he cares about this person if he's trying to do things differently than he's done before because he wants to see it work. Like, he's putting effort into it.
Have you talked to him about it?
I haven't. Nope. I've been gone. So I have not been back. I need to see him, especially with this headline coming up.
But it's also like with Chris, it's like, I'm not going to text Chris, hey, how's your relationship going? Even though like when he's here in LA, we hang out. There's just like certain things that you like reserve for the in-person hang.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, exactly. You know, Blake's an actual friend. I don't want to call him and be like, hey, I'm going to get on my podcast. Who you dating and why? Well, these two stories are big ones. They relate, yet I think one defeats the other. And you'll know what I'm saying here in a second. Hang with me for a second here. Cosmopolitan came out with an article that spread last week pretty quickly. It said Bachelor fans are convinced, and yes, convinced, Colton Underwood and Cassie Randolph are secretly hanging at the beach. Now, this coming off of the week before where Cassie and Colton were publicly kind of going back and forth at each other. Cassie claimed that Colton was monetizing their breakup. Colton was upset with Cassie for speaking out publicly. Well, so we were all kind of like, what the heck is going on that they're now hanging out? This must have been a makeup retreat. Well, it sounds like that was never true.
So it could just be a coincidence that they both happened to be at the beach at the same time, which it very well could have, but also it could have been like a slight way of like saying to the fans, hey, we're hashing this out. Am I reaching?
Yeah, you're reaching.
Okay.
You're definitely reaching. Cassie, I don't think Cassie would at all be into that. From, like, the things she said, from the way, you know, the comments she's made, I don't think, even if they were trying to hash it out, that's great. But I don't think either, I mean, think about the conversation that would have been had to do that. It's like, hey, we want to make sure people start talking about this as we're trying to heal a broken relationship that's vitally important. So let's make sure to post about it so that the rumors can spread. Like, I don't. I don't see Cassie being down for that.
Okay. You're probably right. And
I don't know how that would work.
And if anybody thought that that was the start of, like, them rekindling things, absolutely not.
Not a chance. Not a chance at all.
So today we woke up to the news that Colton has been hanging out with Lucy Hale. They've been taking multiple walks over the past couple weeks around Hollywood. And I gotta say, the picture that's out there, thanks to TMZ, if it's a picture of, like, a fan who caught a, you know, caught them and just took, like, a quick phone picture, okay. But if that was a picture taken by a paparazzi, that paparazzi was totally called upon, because paparazzi aren't just hanging around in the trails, right?
I was gonna say, that was my biggest question for you. You've spent time in LA. I never have. So I don't know, like Denver doesn't have paparazzi, so I don't know how they work. Yeah. I see them in LA every once in a while, but, like, this picture is literally taking on the side of a hill. And, like, if you look at the picture, Colton's, like, looking up at the camera.
Yeah.
So, like, if this, it has to be a fan. And if it's not, like, I never realized this. This is something I've learned. So anybody out there listening, you might learn something with me here. I didn't realize that people actually called upon paparazzi to take pictures of them while they're out in LA so that they make magazines.
Okay, so
I didn't know that was a thing.
Did you know that apparently, like, 75 to 80% of paparazzi shots are planned when it's, like, grocery store outings, like coffee shop meetings, stuff like that? They're
no,
almost,
I always,
yeah. Mm. Beach, especially beach, is almost always planned. The only ones that are really genuine are red carpet and event paparazzi shots. So, like, I wouldn't be super surprised if the paparazzi was called. I mean, like, no shade or anything, but especially after this hostile week that Colton and Cassie had, that maybe he was like, I don't want to throw him under the bus, because I really, really do like Colton. He's one of my favorites. But, you know, after this week of hostility between Cassie and Colton, being seen with Lucy Hale would be kind of, he'd feel kind of cool about it, don't you think?
Yeah, I still blows my mind that people call paparazzi come take pictures of them. Like, that just, I don't even know how to wrap my head around that. But it is a thing. Being seen with Lucy Hale is a great deal. I mean, I hope it's a real relationship. Like, I don't even know if I think that. Let me backtrack there, because this is fast. And, like, I know how it feels to be on the other end of that, and it hurts. And so, seeing your partner who you just ended a relationship with move on, like, everybody does it. I'm not saying he shouldn't be doing this. There's no timeline for when somebody should move on. But I know it hurts, and I know it feels like the Band-Aid's being ripped off. And so, like, I want this to be a real thing for Colton, but I also want to just, like, take a second and be like, man, this probably sucks a little bit for Cassie, and it probably sucks for Colton too, because the rumors are now swirling. But I did see that Lucy Hale in 2018, when Colton's season was airing, said that she really enjoyed watching him. Mm-hmm. So
she said he was beautiful to watch. She thought he was a great guy.
So, things could be, this could be something. They're definitely hanging out. I'm ready now for the Cassie Colton stuff to just move on from, because it just, every time I see the headlines, it feels heavy for me, because I just know how painful it is to continue to get stuff brought up about your exes and your past. Like, it's time to move on. Let Colton go and do his own thing. He's not the Bachelor anymore. We got a great Bachelor coming up. And if he wants to date Lucy Hale, let him go date Lucy Hale. Like, you know, that's kind of how I feel now.
Ben, have you met Lucy?
I have. Yeah.
She's so nice. I think she's
sweet girl.
Lovely. My best friend also assisted her over New Year's Rockin' Eve that whole week. And she was like, she's the best person to work with. So nothing but great things to say about Lucy Hale.
Hey, it could be something. I'm saying, like, we wish them the best. Just the headlines hurt. I know they hurt. So sensitivity there. But Cassie and Colton are definitely not hanging out. Hey, your friends, my friends, Bachelor in Paradise couple Jade Roper and Tanner Tolbert reveal the sex of their baby.
They're having a boy.
There we go.
So Brooks and this baby boy are going to be really close in age. They're going to be about a year and 3 months apart. So I imagine that's like really nice for a sibling friendship.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Good for them. They just have beautiful babies, great
sure
babies.
Sure do.
Happy for those two. And finally, Caitlin Bristow reveals her biggest Dance with the Stars fears and fellow bachelorette Hannah Brown's advice. Now, all this being said, we just found out this week that Dance with the Stars will be changed pretty drastically. Mm-hmm. The familiar face of Tom Bergeron and Erin Andrews will no longer be there and replaced with Tyra Banks. I don't think they've announced if she'll have a co-host or a sidekick. I don't know what you call that or not. But Tyra Banks is taking over Dance with the Stars. It is a whole new generation for this show, and Caitlin Bristow is going to be a part of it.
So Caitlin says that she has two big fears going into this. One is that she hasn't been in this kind of primetime spotlight for, of course, a number of years. And she said it took her a couple of years to like kind of get over having that magnifying glass, all the scrutiny on her to that degree. So she's kind of afraid of like criticism that may come her way. And then her second fear is that she doesn't know how to ballroom dance. She's been dancing all her life, but she's never ballroom danced. And she's like, what if I get eliminated night one? She also said that it's kind of nerve-wracking to hear that Hannah, who is 10 years her junior, said that it's exhausting and that she needs to rest up now.
Okay. So, and just if my unfiltered opinion could be spread, Caitlin Bristow is going to be fine.
Yeah, I know.
These fears are I don't want to dismiss her fears. If I was with her in person, though, I'd say, Caitlin, you are a terrific dancer. It doesn't matter if you've ballroom danced or not. You're a great dancer. You have rhythm. You have the angles, whatever you do when you dance. The 10-year, the junior thing, Caitlin is in great shape. She is incredibly fit. She's going to be fine.
Yeah, she's going to be fine. And she's going to be great, and I think she's going to win.
Yeah.
Of course, we don't know who else is going to be on her season yet. Caitlin's the only person announced.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of unknowns right now. Obviously, a lot of change with Dancing with the Stars. But all in all, you know what? I think Caitlin will win. Will she definitely win? Is she a shoo-in? No. I mean, there's a lot of but she'll make it night one. Let's not be crazy. Caitlin came out with a song on Spotify, and it became the number one song within like 2 days.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, if that doesn't tell you what people are willing to do to support Caitlin Bristow, I don't know what does.
Yeah.
Hey, Ashley, we've got a lot of stuff still to talk about today. Claire Crawley's men were announced this week. We got to break them down. We're going to give a few opinions just without, I haven't even looked at these pictures yet, a few just straight up opinions on what these people are, what we think of these men that will come on her season. But before we do, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about Claire Crawley's season of The Bachelor. We're back, and we're going to be breaking down the recently announced men from Claire Crawley's season of The Bachelorette, which will be, I mean, coming out not really soon, but semi-soon. Right now, they are filming, as we understand.
Oh, my God, today. Today's the first
today.
Day.
Today's the first day. Night one should be tonight. At least that's what we hear. They are filming at the La Quinta Resort in California. This is a super nice place. As we talked about last week, you can get on that podcast and hear some of the details around it. Producer Amy's been there many times. She kind of explained what it is, what it will look like, how it will operate. Now, as we do every season, this is one of our favorite times. This might be the meanest we ever are all season to these men individually, because we know nothing about them. I don't know one single guy. Ashley doesn't know one single guy. We haven't even looked at their pictures yet. This is the most surface level thing I probably do in my life.
The vainest thing.
Oh, it's wild, Ashley. So here's how it's going to work. We're going to run through these guys. I'm going to say their name and where they're from. Ashley will then say one or two words about them. I will then say one or two words about them without knowing them personally at all. Then we'll just continue to move on. Mm-hmm. Following all of this, we'll pick our favorite top three I'll pick my top three. Ashley will pick her top three. We recommend all the listeners pick their top three, and we'll follow them as the season goes. Yeah. Ashley, before we get started, we were getting ready to do this. We got the rundown, and the headline says 42 men.
I don't know where this came from.
42 men got announced onto Claire Crawley's season of The Bachelorette. What? Okay, we don't have any info on why that there would be so many. But Ashley, I ask you, like, do you have any theories?
We have no problem with it. I love the fact she has more to choose from than I think anybody has. But I have my only theory is that, like, night one, she's gonna eliminate half of them. Or because they're not traveling and they have more time for her to just, like, sit down and chat with everyone, maybe they are just going to have more guys. More
42
time, more
is
guys.
So many. Actually, 42 is so many people. Think about the last time you sat. And, okay, here's a good example. In high school, my classes were, like, 45 kids. So, like, I think about these huge.
You had
45 big,
people in
your
high school?
Yeah, huge high school.
Wow.
Well, no, just, like, per classroom.
No, that's
I had
a lot.
It was a lot of people. Yeah. So think about, like, one of the, like, I look at that classroom, I'm thinking all those people would be there to try to date. That is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Well, some of the things I'm looking for as we go through this list is mostly your opinions, because you always have great first impressions. But second is maybe the thing that's going to stand out and be a storyline all season is the age of these men.
Oh,
with the age range.
The ages. Still too young, in my opinion. And we should mention before going down the list that of these 42 men, 25 of them are new names. So they weren't announced in March mm-hmm. with the first set. And 17 of them are men from the original cast announced in March.
Well, here we go. We're going to start. Up first, in blue, AJ. He's 28 years old from Irvine, California.
Again, everything isn't good fun here. Everything is...
Ashley, just get started.
Okay,
you're
fine.
Good.
He's a nerd bomber.
Yeah, AJ's pretty in blue, and he's wearing all blue.
He also looks like Catfish's Neve.
Alex, 28, from El Paso, Texas.
He's probably hotter than his picture is showing here.
Great thigh definition.
Yes.
Yeah, his
picture
could
be Bradley
really...
Cooper-like, but not in this picture.
No, he's looking too much up at the stars. This looks, you know what I see here is this man is going to have a great influencer career because he knows how to model for a picture and he has no shame in doing it. Okay. We got Ben, 29, from, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Ooh, I think he's full of himself.
He's a Midwesterner, and every Midwesterner is amazing. So I think he's going to be fine.
Okay.
This is my first impression of Ben.
Okay.
Massive arms on the dude. Just a massive man.
Massive arms.
Bennett, 37, from Atlanta, Georgia.
Is he Mitt Romney's son? Does he
Oh, my gosh. Ashley, that's such a... You know who else he kind of... You say that, and the... is it the O'Connell, who used to be a
Oh, Jerry
bachelor?
O'Connell, his brother?
Yeah, like they very Mitt Romney O'Connell-like.
Yeah, totally. Looks like a politician.
Oh, man. Blake,
handsome man.
Yeah, he is. He's put together. Blake Monar, 30, Rockport, Indiana.
Rockstar wannabe / starving artist.
Oh, I don't know where you get tattoos at in Indiana, but he definitely found his place. Blake Moines, 29, Burlington, Ontario, Canada, our first Canadian.
Ben Z looking and will be Ben Z like.
Here's my first thought, Ashley. You could literally put me in front of this guy. He could stand there with his arms behind his back, and somebody would say, punch him as hard as you can in the jaw, and my hand would break and his jaw wouldn't move. That man has a jaw on him.
Yeah.
Just fierce. Brandon, 28, Cleveland, Ohio.
Ow, ow!
Ooh, you like Brandon.
Oh, Brandon's a hottie.
Brandon's got great skin.
He looks like Aladdin. We all know
he kinda,
I
does.
Like Aladdin's.
He really does. Brendan, 30, Milford, Massachusetts.
Yeah, this guy's going to be the annoying one that's like, he's here for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm. You know who he kind of reminds me of?
Who?
Evan.
Really? Facially?
Yeah, like from the picture. Like, I think this dude's going to surprise us.
Okay.
I think, like, his picture set up for us to be like, yeah, this guy's not going to be around much at all. And then all of a sudden we see him either in Paradise. I don't think he's the winner, but he's going to be around. Here's one I'm interested in. Chasen 31, Walnut Creek, California.
Oh, have you heard about Chasen in our story?
No.
Oh, then why? Then what did you? Then what did you stop for? What did you think about Chasen?
Well, this is what I thought about Chasen. I looked at it. I'm like, this dude could either win or go home night one. Like, he looks like he's got a good personality.
Okay, so no. Chasen and I already know Chasen.
How?
So, do you remember that show that we did for ex Bachelor producer Naz Perez and also my best friend? Well, we recruited 8 guys through quarantine. My sister, we asked for recommendations from our I Don't Get It podcast listeners, but we also just like kind of reached out to Hawkeyes that we found on Instagram. So my sister randomly found Chasen. She was like, he lives in California. He lives in San Diego. He's from Walnut Creek, California, which is by San Francisco. And she was like, this guy's so hot, reached out to him and said, would you want to come on this, you know, Zoom dating show that we're doing with our friend? And he was like, yeah, he was super into it. Got through the first couple phases, which means he had two or three phone conversations with Naz, which were broadcast over Instagram. And so people out there have even maybe gotten to know Chasen a little bit better than they thought that, you know, than they think just based on a picture. He was anonymous until we released the picture. So what happened was he made it to the final two on the Sutris. And then the night that we were planning on taping the two last conversations that Naz is going to have with her final two guys, he reached out to my sister and said, hey, I don't think I'm in the appropriate place to be continuing to do this. And we were like, oh, so he has a girlfriend and like now, you know, now he's going to be revealed. And then my sister said, do you have a girlfriend or like, or did you just start dating someone and that's why? And he goes, no, I'm not dating someone. It's just not appropriate for me to continue, which is actually super nice and respectable.
Yeah.
And I love that he said that. But Naz really liked him. He was so romantic. He's very much of a gentleman. Oh, he's a pursuer. And he has a really good relationship with his family.
Well, there you go. Well, hey, no shame in what he did, but Chasen has a history with some of the Bachelor. Chris, 27, St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri. He is, he's a nice guy.
A sweetheart, we'll call him. We call the gist, he's a sweetheart. Collins, 30, from Virginia.
Oh, I like him. He's like super friendly.
Here is what I want to know about Collins. How tall is he?
He looks very tall based on the background. Yeah,
but there's no chance. So I'm 6'4". Like, look at the way his biceps are filling out his shirt. There's no way you can be 6'4 and have biceps that big.
Is that something that goes along with height?
Yeah, kind of. It's just easier to get bigger arms if you're smaller. Okay. Like, shorter. Dale, 31, Brandon, South Dakota.
Okay.
We don't get a lot of South Dakota people on this show.
No, he's smooth.
This dude's a stud.
Yeah.
Like, this guy might be around a while.
Yeah.
South Dakota, you know, they raise him right there. Like, they're good people from everybody I know from South Dakota. They enjoy, like, the simple things in life, which are a really big benefit I guess I appreciate that. This dude, I think, will be in my top three. I'll say it now. DeMar, 26, San Diego, California.
He looks like Lincoln.
Oh. You know what else? I don't know what he's doing with his collar. Like, why? I feel like it's a watch promo. This is a picture I used to take for Movement.
Oh, there you go. So he's an influencer in training.
Oh, boy.
He is 26. 26.
Yeah, it's 26. I will say, not to be, I don't think Claire is going to necessarily like judge or release guys based on their age, but I do think it's going to be a factor.
Yeah, and I don't think like a guy in their 20s is going to be like off limit. Like, she's not going to be like, oh, no. But 26, that is like, that's a whole life. That's a difference in lifestyle, life experience.
Yeah. Ed, 36, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
This guy looks like Daniel Maguire, and I feel like he may act like Daniel Maguire.
I hope not. Ellis, 26, Libertyville, Illinois.
He looks like he just escaped from a frat in South Carolina.
Ellis is the guy who's too pure for this show.
Oh, okay. Innocent. There we go. That's
innocent. Yeah. He's like a frat boy who's innocent.
A frat boy who's innocent.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
It's
is that an oxymoron? Yeah.
An oxymoron.
Garen, 34, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
He's going to be the sensitive one. I feel like he's like an artsy sensitive guy.
I like this guy already. He has a shirt on in this picture that matches the golf shirts that I wear. Flowery, outspoken. This guy, he's
mature.
He's the one that you went around. Mature,
sophisticated,
confident. Yeah. Gary, 29, Cleveland, Ohio.
I don't really have much to say about Gary. He's not exuding like any word to me. Is he exuding a word to you?
Yes, he is. And this is driven. That's what I'd see this picture.
Yes,
driven. But here's the thing about this picture with Gary. Is like all these others of like, are them posing or whatever. This looks like his LinkedIn bio.
Okay,
shot.
Thank you. Okay, so that's why. It's like, it sounds, he looks professional to me. It looks like he's trying to sell me a house.
Sure, let him. Ivan, 28, Dallas, Texas.
Also, we got another innocent one here. I feel like he's shy and sensitive and may fall into the background.
Yeah, you know what? It happens, like, often. And you sometimes, if you look back on the past from our first impressions from pictures, you can typically tell which ones are going to be outspoken, which ones are going to be more quiet, reserved. And then even if you're just awesome, you're going to get pushed aside. I mean, I think in recent memory was Sarah Coffin was somebody I think I had from, Peter season in my top three. I was like, oh, this girl's a shoe-in for the final four. She was my number one pick. And then after that, we never heard her. And then she just kind of went back in the background and they were gone.
Yeah, I remember Peter season. I had some real wrong picks there. I was trying to not go with the obvious, trying to go for an underdog, and it didn't work.
I'm excited to see what you go with this one then. Jason, 31, Rutland, Vermont.
So, he can go either way. He can be really annoying and eliminate early on, or he could be there towards the end. He has a rose. Is that a rose tattoo?
I can't tell. I'm going to say it is. It's like multiple roses. Mm-hmm. He probably got it for the show. That's what I'm going to say. Jason's the type of guy that gets a tattoo of roses for the show.
Did you see the super fan that his ex-girlfriend got him into the show?
Oh, this is just to throw something back in her face. Jay, 29, Langhorne, Pennsylvania.
Jay, to me, says, I'm going to be a little pesty.
Jay, this one doesn't say a lot to me.
Really?
Like, I don't have a lot of response here. Jay looks like, you know what Jay does? Jay looks like the guy, the little brother of your buddy's wife, who sits at the table across from you and you have to make small talk for like an hour and it's fine.
Yeah,
like,
but he's good. Super engaging. Like, he really wants to talk to you.
He cares. Yeah, he cares. I think Jay cares. Just not going to be around of it. Hey, Jeremy, 40,
okay.
Virginia Beach, Virginia.
40, one of my front runners, definitely in my top three. Love the fact that he's 40. He's very cute and... He says confident, definitely there for the right reasons. Manly man, reminds me of a Ryan Sutter inside and out.
Yeah, this guy's gonna age well. I mean, I guess he's aging well, would probably be how we say it this season. He's aging well. He's a stud. I also appreciate his goatee. If you look, his little soul patch is thicker than the rest. I like that look. I think it's a good look. Sensitive eyes on this guy. Hey, Joe, 36, North Woodmere, New York.
Okay, so Joe looks like a tough guy, but I think he's going to stick around for a long time and be very emotional.
Yeah. Joe looks like the type of guy that if I was strong, I could plank and he could put his hand like at my stomach level and do like a one arm push up of me.
Exactly.
But I'm not strong enough to get in a plank position. So he ain't ever going to have that opportunity. Jordan C, 26, Southington, Connecticut.
Oh, Jordan, I think you're going to go home night one because you're just like too innocent and baby looking for the, like this season.
Yeah. He's a very sweet man.
Sweet face.
Sweet face. Jordan M, 30, Dearborn, love Dearborn, Michigan.
He could be a shitster. Could be a shitster. What do you think? That look in his eyes?
I was going to say this. Jordan is going to be the biggest surprise to us all season. He's going to be around a long time.
How old is he? Oh, 30? Okay.
30. I really do. I think you look at that look in his eyes can go a bunch of different directions. But what it tells me is I know what Claire wants, and I'm going to give it. Josh, 31, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Ooh. No.
Night one.
Yeah.
A nice guy. Good looking dude. I'm not saying this because he's like not a good looking fella.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
He has white shorts on. Like nobody with white shorts on makes it very far on this show because it's a fierce arena to fight in.
His arms are crossed telling me I'm a little insecure about this as well.
Yeah. Just, I mean, great guy. He's going to find himself a terrific partner. We think he's, you know, any other given circumstance, he'd be the guy I'd set up with my sister if I had one. But for this show, white shorts, you know, you can't. Carl, 33, Miami, Florida.
His arms are crossed in a way that says, strength, I am here to please this woman.
Yeah, to love
to
you.
Love.
I'm a lover.
These arms are for me to, like, embrace you deeply.
Speaking of a guy with arms, Kenny, 39, Oaklawn, Illinois.
I don't know about him.
He has stars. I said arms because his one arm is literally covered in stars.
We'll see.
Jeff Holm type.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, Jeff Holm type.
Yes.
Probably. Yeah, at best, Jeff Holm. Maybe not. I mean that by saying like I think Kenny's gonna be a better man than Jeff Holm. But looks very similar. Mike, 38, Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Oh my God, going so far. This could be him. And when I was initially going through the men, I thought this was him until I scrolled down just a little bit further. And then it was like I saw Claire's soulmate for the first time.
Oh boy. Well, let's keep going then. Montel, 30, Hingham, Massachusetts.
Oh, he's so nice.
Yeah.
Isn't he just the nicest?
He's just a great dude. And he has style. He's wearing a gold watch. Any guy with a gold watch, like, you know you got something going on. He's going to be fine. He's going to be around a while. Get used to that name, Montel, from Hingham, Massachusetts. Now, Noah, 25, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
25.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Here's what I think about Noah. Noah's going to be the guy that Claire falls for quickly. And his storyline is how young he is compared to her.
God, I love the way you make up these stories.
It's none of them are going to be right. Absolutely none of them. But we are going to have to all season in our own minds process what is it like for Claire to be dating Noah, and she's going to have to be thinking the same thing, and Noah's going to have to answer that question, and it's going to be this beautiful romance that I think will end, like, I think Noah's there till the final six.
Okay, that will happen with somebody. I don't know if it's Noah. Noah just has, again, another too youthful, innocent look for me for Claire, but the thing is, you know that will be a storyline. Like, she's going to be so attracted and connecting so deeply with one young guy, and she's going to be so torn about it.
We just got to pick which one. It's Paige, 37, from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Playa.
Really?
Don't you think? He's a player.
Well,
he looks like he's like French, and he's going to be like, oh.
Yeah, okay.
Juan Pablo like.
Yeah, so this is what I think about Paige. I think Paige is the type of guy who smells good, but you see what I'm saying? He smells too good. Like, when you walk past him, he, like, has showered in some type of cologne, and, like, you're trying so hard. I mean, you just literally pour that cologne on so that you would smell good. What are you covering up with the scent?
Yes, exactly. That's perfect.
Peter, 32, Everett, Massachusetts.
He's, like, probably was voted best guy to take home to mom and dad in high school. He's definitely
a CPA.
Oh, exactly.
Definitely a CPA.
I was going to say he does something with finance. And he lives a very stable, happy life in New England.
Yeah. I think he's around for a while.
Yeah.
I think he's there to stay. He's one of my top front runners. Riley, 30, Detroit, Michigan.
I don't know that anything's popping out with me with Riley. I don't feel a connection to him through this photo.
Sensitive eyes. Sensitive eyes. You look at those eyes and you're like, hey, I'll tell you anything, Riley.
Now that you say that, I think he's going to be one of the guys that gets along really well with the other guys, but may not make a splash with Claire.
Fair enough. Robbie, 31, St. Pete Beach, Florida.
He looks like a less attractive Eric Bana.
I don't know who that is.
It doesn't matter. Dirty John. He could be around for a while. I think that he would be around for a while more in my book if he were to like make his hair a little bit less jelly.
Yeah, it's like long hair gelled back. I don't know. I got to give Robbie the benefit of the doubt because obviously Robbie's from Florida have gone far on this show before. Not always done the best later on, but Robbie from Florida is wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and anyone who wears a Hawaiian shirt and submits that photo to The Bachelor is somebody that I at least want to try to like.
I think they took, do you think they took these pictures there down at La Quinta?
I don't know.
I think they may have.
Spencer, 30, La Jolla, California.
Okay, so I think that Spencer's pretty cute. I think Spencer might get pretty far. He looks a little bit uncomfortable and buttoned up in this picture. We just need him to relax.
Yeah, this dude's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, his eyes are like that, like, you know when people have the eyes that you can, like, they're like light blue teal?
You can, like, see through them.
Yeah, people always seem to like those people, type of people. If you got, like, teal eyes, you've already won.
You're right. These are the kind of eyes you just don't let go night one unless you're Becca and you eliminate Grocery Store Joe night one.
Yeah, and then you look at Spencer's beard, and it's like, I mean, he has, like, it looks like somebody drew it on with a marker. Like, it's good.
Like, he's like, model-esque. Like, he probably was approached by a modeling agent.
He's gonna do fine. Yeah. TN. It's TN 36 from Great Neck, New York. Yes, that's Great Neck,
okay,
New York.
So Great Neck pun here. The neck of his shirt is distracting me from everything else. It's like that commercial where it's like where that guy's on the date and his shirt has like become a boat neck or whatever they call it.
Yeah,
it's just like very wear and tear, and I don't like the shirt.
Well, I'll tell you one thing Tien does is he definitely does posture lifts because the man's posture is just absolutely fantastic. I was told once on The Bachelor when I walked down the runway for a modeling show that we did on one of the dates to walk and put your shoulders like they're a clothes hanger. Mm-hmm. So you pull your shoulders down and back. Yeah, Tien's doing that. Tyler C, 27, Cassoway, West Virginia.
Okay, he reminds me of James Taylor. And so I don't know if I trust this guy.
Ooh. What about you? Tyler C.
Especially a Tyler C. Poor Tyler Cameron. He's going to hate this. This guy's, like, the way that he's got his job, I'm like, do I trust you? I don't know.
It matters if he plays guitar or not. If he plays guitar, I'm leaning on the side of no. If he doesn't, I like the guy. Tyler S., 36, Dallas, Texas.
See, he looks like a bad boy to me, like in kind of a fun way.
He'll be around.
Okay, yeah.
He's 36. He's good looking. Yeah. And
he's from Texas. So I think she likes like a salt of the earth type man.
Hey, they definitely didn't take these pictures down there because
they're
taken all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
So these are pictures that these men have submitted. So it should tell you a little bit about who they are if they're submitting these type of pictures. And Uzama, 29, Dallas, Texas, submits himself in a full suit with a red accessory. This dude, Ashley, what do you think?
Friendly and confident.
Oh, yeah. This dude walks into the house on night one, and he's the one that everybody loves right away.
Oh, but his suit's so ill-fitting. It's like his muscles are bulging through it.
Hey, it's tough when you're a strong man. Yosef, 29, Mobile, Alabama.
Also, possibly a little conceited. What do you think?
Everybody's conceited that goes on this show, actually. Everybody. Zach C, 36, Hayden Field, Pennsylvania.
Another Nick V lookalike, a poor man's Nick V. Do you see it?
I definitely see it. Okay. You know what? Throw a beard on this dude, and he literally is Nick V.
Yeah, strengthen like the density of his hair a bit.
Every single season, I feel like we have a Nick V lookalike, and I've never seen a man that looks like Nick V before I started watching the show. It's weird.
We have come to the final guy.
Zach J, 37, and Yakima, Washington.
And Zach J is my winner. When I saw this man show up while I was scrolling through, and the last guy, I feel like it's there for a reason. I feel like you're like, okay, okay, okay. She can find somebody. I like these guys. They're cute. But then you see this one, and you're like, wow, I just saw Claire's husband. This is too cool.
Again, I ask how tall he is. If he's like 5'2", then maybe I question if you're right or not. But if he's 6", because his arms are so big.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get how men can be so strong.
He doesn't look that tall, but like, let's hope that's just not an issue for her.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's that big of a deal. I'm saying like, it's mostly just impressed. I'm mostly just impressed with the size of every single dude who submitted a picture, like how strong they all are. Like, how does everybody stay in such good shape? I don't know. But anyways, Ashley, we've gone through the men. We've given our very unsolicited, very shallow, very raw, very unfair, judgmental opinion of each one of these men who we don't know, except you obviously know Chasen.
Yeah.
Who is your top three?
Okay. So my winner is Zach J. My top three is Zach, then Mike, 38, from Canada. I think he's runner-up. He's very close to winning. And then my third choice is, Jeremy, 40, from Virginia Beach.
Okay, I'm going to go Dale, 31, from Brandon, South Dakota.
Okay. Yeah, the South Dakota guy is speaking to you.
I think he's a good dude. I'm going to go Jeremy, 40, from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Uh-huh. And finally, with my final pick, I'm going to go Tyler S., 36, Dallas, Texas. Now, the winner, I don't think it's a shock, Jeremy, 40, Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Very good choice. Very good choice.
I think that's my draft picks this season. We got a great group. Don't know anything about them. Really want to get to know them. It's funny because I remember when we did Hannah's season, our big response was like, oh, and I think everybody's. I think it was like a headline. Like, these guys are... you know, not what we thought, and then we leave, and there's definitely some studs in the room. So there's definitely going to be some studs here. It's going to be a great season. They are, as we know, Friday, July 17th, starting filming for this season of The Bachelorette. Ashley.
Yes, Ben.
Before we say goodbye, final question for you. If you had to summarize Claire's men holistically in a few sentences, how would you explain them?
I would explain them as strong, both physically and internally.
Just huge arms.
And I would say that a lot of them seem outgoing, friendly, and excited to be there. This sounds like a pageant.
It really just I'm just excited to be here. Hey, I'm interested in how much COVID talk will be going on during this season. I hope not
it.
A lot.
They won't air yeah. it, though.
Because, this little quarantine that they're doing, we're hoping works. And we're hoping this helps Claire Crawley find the love of her life as she is our next bachelorette. Well, Ashley, I know this is airing today, but you'll be back Monday with a special episode breaking down this week's episode of Bachelor Goat.
Yeah, so we're doing both of Brad's seasons this week, which means that one of our Bachelor faves, Michelle Money, will be on the podcast. I'm really excited about that interview.
It's going to be a great episode. Ashley, You're going to be hosting that alone. I'm going to be out of town taking a few days up in the mountains, safely escaping to a very isolated community. So Ashley, you'll be leading that podcast. Best of luck. We'll be back together in just a little bit over a week. With that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye, guys.
Later.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.